The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
What up? Look, y'all better put the kids away this morning, man. I'm feeling a little froggy. This morning because I'm free. I'm froggy and I'm free. Put the kids away because we're going to bridge a couple of gaps this morning, man. I'm super excited. I hope you guys had a great night. I hope you slept well. I hope you got your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, whatever you need to cope this morning. Whether you're in the bed still, on your way to work, no matter what, already at work, man. Y'all get ready to grind a little bit, all right? We're going to say some stuff today.
Girl, I got to get. Have you ever been to Spain in a slow lane, holding your mane? Playing Betty right, no pain, no gain. Let me show you what your body is made for. Everything is on me, and it's all paid for. Bubble up, get in trouble up, and raise your level up. Come on, put your heart in, I beg your pardon. A flower in my secret garden.
Girl, I got to get. I've been thinking for the longest time.
keys are on, then why? Oh, why you act like I can't be the only one for you? Yeah.
Girl, I got
it. And every time I try to walk away, you put that ass on me and make me stay. Girl, I'm feeling so deceived. You got me feeling so confused.
Malibu breeze, pop bottles on the regular. I toast to good smokes, meet your kin folks and try to get next to you. Goodbye the limelight, head down south and get your mind right. Sex so good you can't believe it. Later on we can have some kids. That's what it is. Whoa.
I'm not a player, but I'm still a man. There's just some things you gotta understand. Well, girl, you know I ride for you. But sometimes you just put me through so much.
When I wanna get with you,
and I know that if you get your way, you'll have me feeling for you every day. Your smile, your kiss, your love—that's it for me. Oh.
When I wanna
get with you,
lay up and spend cheese. Malibu breeze, pop bottles on the regular. I toast to good smokes, meet your kin folks and try to get next to
you.
Goodbye the limelight, lay down south and get your mind right. That's so good you can't believe it. Later on we can have some kids. That's what it is.
Now let the game begin.
Next to you, your Lexus coupe, my Fordo Bentley.
Man, y'all better loosen up. Some of y'all out there bobbing your head. Some of y'all out there saying, oh, my gosh, he said the A-word on the radio. Oh, my gosh. Some of y'all are so super critical, man. Y'all need to loosen up a little bit. Man, what's up, everybody? Look, we free. It's Thursday. It ain't Freedom Friday, but it's Thursday. We can be free every day of the week. Ask yourself, why are you not free? Why aren't you free, man? Why are you so caught up? Why are you so stoved up? Why are you so backed up? Oop, did I say backed up? My bad. Why are you so all into everything and critical, man? Why are you judging every little thing and everything that happens? You're like, oh, my gosh. But then we go out and live a life full of hell. Do it yourself, but you judge everybody else about it. Man, that ain't even what the show is about, man. I just wanted to say that. Anyway, guys, welcome to The Grind this morning, the realest show ever. Some of you, you're like, man. You know, I wanted to hear that 7-Eleven song, you know, from Beyonce. I love that song. I mean, man, if you sit and you listen to the words in some songs, man, it'll blow your mind, you know, and you'll realize, you know, why was I really judging that? Or why is that so bad? And you think about some songs that say things that are totally terrible, you know, and you're like, okay, I know why that's so bad. But, you know, man, just loosen up. A little bit this morning, loosen up just a little bit. We want to talk about some things this morning that I know should bridge some gaps. And you know, love is one of the things I want to talk about. And I'm going to play a song here in a minute. One of the artists that I absolutely love, man. But love is love is that thing, man, that sometimes keeps people together. For the right reasons, sometimes the wrong reasons. But, you know, we're not really here to talk about love per se this morning. We're really here to talk about being immovable, but there's a way you can be immovable in the right, and there's a way that you can be immovable in the wrong. So let me do something here. Let me do something because, man, thank God this is the realest show ever. I love it. Freedom ain't free, y'all. Freedom is not free. There's a price to pay for freedom. You just got to be willing to pay it. So look, I'm going to play this song here in a second, but I want you to ask yourself a question because I really want to help somebody get free today. I want to help somebody bridge some gaps and say, man, what happened? Hold on. Oh. All right. So I really want to help some people bridge some gaps today, man, because some people are so very critical, you know, of every little thing that happens. And you don't even know how to live anymore, man. Your relationship is suffering because you're so super critical and you're so immovable in what you're doing. You think, you know, what you're doing is right, you know, and it's tearing your relationship apart. It could be tearing your friendships apart, you know, and who's to say that it's not right, man? One of the things that I promote on this show, man, is that you have to get to the point in your life where you're finding out things for yourself, where you're putting yourself in that mindset, in that arena where you can actually, you know, grow and figure things out, you know, for yourself. Yeah, great coaching, great counseling, you know, all of that's awesome, man. You know, but you also have to be careful who you allow to sow into your life, too. Now, you can't listen to everybody, right? Because not everybody knows exactly what you go through. We tell people what we want them to hear. And once we tell them what we want them to hear, then we expect to get the answer that we want to give. We leave out a few vital details, you know, because we already know what we want to get. But, you know, you know exactly what you are and who you are and what you need to do regardless, irregardless of whether or not somebody tells you to do something else. You already know what you need to do. You just got to realize that. That's the problem. You got to start trusting yourself again in your own relationship with yourself. You know, so, man, all of this is sauteed, man, with some wisdom and some guidance and some, you know, having great people in your life. And until you get great people in your life that can help lead you down the right path, man, you got to be for you. You have to grow, you know, yourself, and everybody else is just a caveat. Right. So, you know, being immovable in, you know, in standing still, you know, now you're immovable. I'm going down the wrong path. I'm not doing the right stuff. So now I'm just standing still. I'm not doing anything. So I'm immovable going the wrong direction. But then you can be immovable going in the right direction, too. And we're talking about being immovable and wrong. And we're talking about right. We're talking about love. We're talking about hate. Man, there's so many different things that you can talk about. But, you know, one thing that I woke up with, you know, this morning, you know, on my mind was man, it was love, you know, it really was. And when you talk about love, man, and all of the, you know, the real essence of love, you know, you start asking yourself, man, how do people hate and you know, what happens and, you know, what are we evolving to be? What's going on in the world today? You know, I played a little, you know, a little Beyonce, you know, no, it's a little interlude. I like that song. I watched the video. So those of you that are logged in online, you get the opportunity to actually see the video for that. And some of the stuff she's saying, you know, is just weird because she's just being real goofy. But, you know, you can tell that, you know, you can tell when a person's free, right? When a person's free, you know, they get to do and say what they want to do, you know, but everything's tasteful, of course, but they're still free. They're free, and that's what we want to do. The American dream, you know, is really just to be free. Freedom is the onset of everything else. If you're free, then you're free enough to do whatever you need to do, you know, in order to move yourself from level to level, right? But here's one thing that has been bothering me for a while, because I look at social media and I look at everything, and I was telling somebody, you know, the other day, I said, you know, I said, no matter what you do, you can say that you want to withdraw yourself from social media and just cut off ties with everything. And you can most certainly do that, because that's freedom, right? If you never want to log into a Twitter or Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook or any of that again, that, you know, whatever. I know there's like a thousand more things out there socially, but if you just wanted to cut yourself off from all of that, then you could, you know, that's your choice. And one thing that we know that never happens is, you know, you should never allow a person to violate your choice. Right. So it's most certainly your choice. But when you do that, I always tell you guys, with freedom comes a price. So whatever you want to do, you want to be free at whatever it is that you want to be free at, that's great. You should be. But be prepared to pay that price. And we were talking about it, and it said, if you cut yourself off from social media, then, you know, this day and age, people, they don't talk on the phone anymore. You know, me and the people that, you know, me and my friends, you know, the friends that I actually call, you know, my real friends, we talk on the phone. We don't, you know, we verbally talk to each other. Do we text? Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, if there's something that needs to be said or something, you know, someone needs to be invited to, you know, I'm going to pick up the phone and, you know, I'm not going to invite my friends. I may not invite the whole world verbally, everybody that's going to be at the party. You may get an invitation, but my quote unquote close friends, I'm going to talk to them, you know? So that's kind of a lost art, you know? So texting is, you know, you didn't get the invitation I sent you. No, I checked the mail. You know, I checked my voicemail. You didn't call me. Well, no, I sent it to your inbox. You check your DM or check your inbox. And that's it. And that's evolution. It's happening no matter what. It's like I tell my mom, you're not going to be able to write checks all your life. You know, you think that you're being secure by writing a check, you know, and people in line are mad at you because you're standing there writing a check because it seems archaic, you know, and she's like, I'm not giving into it. But now she's having to give into it because it's evolution. You don't have to buy into something wholeheartedly and just be like, I'm all in it and I got to be at the cutting edge of everything. But you do have to survive in it, right? So I said all of that, you know, to say this. If when I look at social media, one of the things that bothers me the most, and I can say this because I'm free, you know, I don't really care how you feel about me. If you don't like what I say, then that's fine. I get it. You should feel the same way. If you say what you want to say, what's on your mind, if you're saying it tastefully, if you're saying it not disrespecting anybody, then say what you want to say. But I'm going to tell you right now, one of the things that bothers me the most about social media is the negativity. Oh, it's a coffee break. The negativity bothers me. When I log into my Facebook page or my Instagram page, you know, and mostly – you know, I look at Facebook, you know, and I don't get the opportunity just to scroll down either one of them, you know, a lot. But when I do decide to go on Instagram or something like that or Facebook and I scroll down, man, the last thing I want to see is a bunch of negativity because it puts me in a bad place, you know, and then I want to stop scrolling because, you know, all I see is, you know, we talked about, and this is the only way I know to really put this, we talked about before. We talked about giving energy to negative things. When you give energy to the negative, that's what you attract. So all I see a lot these days on social media is everybody playing a victim. Why are you playing a victim? It's like the whole world is against me and I need to say this because I want to fight everybody, or I need to say this because I need for y'all to know how I am. And I don't want you, you know, to try and disrespect me. And let me say this, and it's just, you know, it's the negativity. You know, when you talk about haters all the time, then you're going to get haters that are going to be attracted to you. If you want it, give it. Then that's what, if you want something, give it. So if you want the hate, then you're going to get the hate if you give it, right? So you constantly, you know, you wake up. I always talked about that rabbit dog that walked around the neighborhood that didn't really belong to anybody. He had the collar on that was too little for him. You know, he was mangy. You know, he just walked around always looking for food and a fight. That was it. He just wanted you to feed him, and he was ready to fight anybody that was ready to fight. And you looked at him, and you knew that dog was ready to fight, right? He was ready to fight, you know, no matter what. You didn't look at him and say, oh, you know, ain't he sweet, you know, ain't he sweet. Look at him. No, he's ready to fight. So what's going to happen? If you're going to close your door and fight him, but guess what? There's always somebody that wants to fight. Because I always say online, on social media, everybody can be a thumb thug. Everybody can get real bold on social media and say whatever they want to say, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, there is no confrontation. It's just on social media. So why fight that battle? But it's just like anything else, right? Negativity sells, like cigarettes, alcohol, you know, processed food, drugs. It sells because people buy it. For some reason, it tastes good. The negativity tastes good to people. It's like I'm going to be controversial. The more, and it's weird because the more controversial you are, the more likes you get on stuff.
it's weird. It's like people are sitting around waiting for the for a fight. They're sitting around just waiting because who's going to say something that's just crazy and controversial and it's going to piss people off. And I like that. Why do you like it? You like it because they're secretly, you know, you're secretly living through their comment. So if somebody says, you know, all my haters, y'all, I hate y'all, all my haters, you know, I'm not worried about y'all, whatever. I know that's generic. But, you know, everybody likes that because everybody has haters. It's no secret. But when you focus on the negative, you get the negative. And I always look at life as flies. And this is, I'm telling you, this is something heavy. If you guys know me now, I talk about the little hand emoticon, the face, the smiling face with the little hands up, you know, and it's the happy hands. That's what I think about now when I start to get in that space where I start to get irritated. I just throw the happy hands up and I'm like, just let it go. Let it go. And if it's not serving you, let it go. Put it outside of your life. Don't worry about it. Just move forward because, you know, if you stay there in relationships and around people that really don't want to be around you or people that really, you know, don't really have your best interests at heart, if you really stay around those type people, then you'll never meet the people that you're really supposed to be around, right? So I always, you know, I liken it to two different things. I look at flies, you know. You get more flies with poop, and I won't say the other word, but you get more flies with poop. You can fill it in, you know. But so, why would you want to just issue out negativity and poop all the time, right? But even a fly has an ecological benefit. Weird, huh? Everybody's like, what does a fly have to do with anything in the world? Why is it a fly that, you know, why did God create flies? You know, God created flies for a reason. He created everything for a reason, right? But you can't just stop there. What is a fly for? Yeah, we know flies are nasty. We fan them all the time. We don't want them landing on us, you know, because what's the one thing we know a fly has been doing? A fly has been tapping on some poop or some dead stuff or some garbage or something, right? So they are, you know, most species of flies, they really help break down and consume garbage and feces. That's the word, not poop. Let's say feces because that sounds just almost as bad as the other word. You know, all of the decaying vegetation that's in the world, you know, dead animals' bodies and, you know, And this is the reality because, you know, when you think about what flies, some of you didn't know that flies lay eggs in dead stuff and roadkill upside the road and stuff like that. And then it creates maggots. It's fly larvae, right? And what do? The maggots eat the dead decaying meat. And so after a while, you see that, you know, over time that goes away. It's an amazing thing. It really is. But when you see a maggot, you're like, ooh, nasty. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. But we do the negative things to attract flies in our life. So instead of being like the honeybee, you know, and creating honey, we create and we attract negativity. It's like flies. So when you attract all of these flies in your life, and they're doing exactly what they were created to do, to eat dead stuff and to create maggots. And then you wonder why you're still broke mentally and physically. You wonder why. Some of you have got it figured out. You've figured out how to, you know, I can still be negative because negativity sells these days. People buy that crap left and right. And then you wonder what happened into your life because you're still broken mentally. So if you want it, give it, right? So if you want negativity, if you want flies in your life, then keep giving the negativity. I mean, some people just, some people live on that. They wake up for it. Some people go to sleep with their fist balled up and they wake up with their fist balled up. They just want to fight. They walk around looking for the wrong and everything. They walk around looking to see who exactly am I going to go after today? Who's coming for me? And that's their whole life. And they wonder why they have constant drama. Well, there's some people like it. Some people, that's all they know. So that's all they do. But I've always heard that when you know better, you do better, right? You're accountable for what you know. So why can't we be more like bees? Bees produce honey. And in turn, they produce more bees that produce more honey. Bees are pollinators, right? They transfer pollen and the seeds for the flowers, you know, to from one flower to the other, right? They fertilize the plants, they fertilize the flowers so it can grow and produce food. So we're talking about the food that we eat, the plants that give us oxygen, the trees and things. If we didn't have bees, without the bees, guys, to spread the seeds and to the many plants and to create the plants that we have, guys, including the food crops, guys, we die off. But why not be the bees? You get more, you get further with honey than you will with flies or with feces. So we keep the negative perpetuating the negative, and we're trying to figure out exactly why I'm still broken mentally and broke physically. And it's simply because we've settled for less. You've settled for less. And you've become, you say, you know what, this is who I am and this is it. And you know, and it's permeated and spread throughout every aspect of your life. You can't have a good, you know, your love life is messed up. You can't have good, solid relationships with people. You know, because you're walking around and people, you know, don't like you. They feel uneasy around you, things of that nature, all because you've chosen, you know, the life of negativity. It's everything is just one big social media post. And we get to that point in life because we live our lives being the victim, that using that victim mentality. We talked about it on Tuesday. You can't be victorious being the victim. But it's popular. Just remember the happy hands emoticon, man. That's how I get through stuff this day and age. And I choose to be silent. You know, I somebody asked me about a month ago. I said, you know, you don't say much, you know, about this and much about that. And I'm like, but just because I don't say anything don't mean I don't know. I just choose not to address it. And by choosing not to address it, that I'm telling the universe that I don't want no part of it. I'm just going to see how high I need to rise to get above it so that I don't get pulled down in it. And that's my philosophy. You know, there's many of fights that I've wanted to fight. There's many of fights that I've started to fight. And then I said, you know what? This is not worth my time. This is not productive. Just let it go and move forward. And you still, the situation is what it is. You love the people, but you move forward because there's things in your life that you have to do. And if you allow yourself to be pulled down in it, then guess what? You won't be able to do the things that you know you need to do. So there is a definite spirit of immovability that's operating in each of our lives. It's either negative or positive. That immovable negative, guys, is what keeps you where you are, and it's not allowing you to move forward because you either say, I don't know what I need to do to move forward, or I know and I just don't feel that I can. But you need to become, you know, immovable in a positive atmosphere to where you're moving forward now. Now you're immovable. Now I'm unstoppable, and I'm going to keep moving forward no matter what happens. Because I know that the opposite of that is for me to be immovable in the negative, and I no longer want to be a part of that. And who wants to live a life where you've got all of these flies constantly flying around your head all the time, and you're like that dog that roams around the neighborhood looking for a fight, and no one wants to be around you, you know? And guess what? Let me tell you guys something. People aren't going to tell you that. Only the people that really care about you, that care about your well-being and who you are, will they ever express, you know, something like that to you? But for the most part, you just walk around living a miserable life. Now, I'm not saying that you guys are miserable. That's for you to determine. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? How can I move forward? How can I do better? How can I, you know, I want to turn this thing around, right? I want to turn this thing around and I want to do something different. And we always say nothing happens until you happen. Nothing happens until you start. So you got to start. You got to stop settling for where you are in life and just move forward. And there's such a there's such a spirit of negativity that's flowing through the world, you know, today, you know, this day and age, I should say. And everybody's prospering from negativity. But the person that you see is not the person that they really are. They do what they do because it may bring them some sort of a monetary value. But you have to figure out what your what's important to you, you know. So we talked about yesterday, we talked about, you know, staying in character. If you, you know, if you don't stay in character, then you definitely lose the part. And that's the part which is the star and role in your own life. If you don't choose to be the star in your own life, the star character in your own life, then guess what? You're going to create, or somebody else is going to create a character for you. And you end up being somebody that you were never intended to be. And at some point in your life, depression will set in because you're not being who you were intended to be. And you realize that you've lost your freedom. You're no longer free from domination. So you're not free. You've lost that. And now you've become somebody that you don't know. And now all of a sudden your body starts to rebel. That's depression. Right. So, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, the positivity of where you are should be evident in your love life and everything that you do. You know, I want to play a song, guys, really quick. And this song is from a gentleman that, man, it's an old head. But he's you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm not going to play that one. I want to play this song because I like it. And this guy's not an old head, and this young lady is, you know, a little older. But nonetheless, I like this song. And I was going to play a song by a gentleman that that we knew, you know, back in the day. Well, let me play this one for you guys, you know, and we'll close this show out, all right, right after this song, all right?
Yeah, you know, Mary, these past couple of years I've been going through some changes, good and bad. But you know what? At the end of it, it's still all love, girl. Yeah.
Just to keep on moving. loving.
Get back to hugging.
Get back to caring.
Get back to sharing.
Get back to understanding.
Everything we do.
Get back to even teaching.
Teach me, please.
Get back to loving your woman.
Get back to loving your man.
Get back to cooking for your man.
Whenever you're hungry, baby.
Change, yeah.
Can't we all just get along? Man, I want to get back to loving. I just want to get back to hugging. I want to get back to kissing. Man, stop all this fighting that we're doing, man. Put an energy out, man, that says, I love the skin that I'm in. I love myself. I love what's going on. I'm growing myself to be the person that God wants me to be. I'm starring in my own life. You know, it's funny, my wife, she sent me a post that said, don't play the victim in circumstances that you created, you know, and playing the victim is huge, man, in life. And a lot of people do it. And that's one thing that keeps people broken, because some people love to be broken because they get more attention being broken than they do being fixed, you know. But that's not what God called us. God never called us to be broken. He called us to be fixed. He called us to be the creators that we're supposed to be. He called us to be free. So don't play the victim in every aspect of your life. Look at what's wrong, guys, and go fix it. And try that positive side, you know. Try that positive side. It'll serve you way better than being a victim. Because if some of us stop being the victim in our lives, then we'll figure out real quick what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it. And the things that are ahead of us, we will never see them playing the victim. Because as long as you play the victim, you know, you play hurt all the time, there's always going to be something swooping down or someone swooping down to get you. Because that's what happens. When you're broken and broke, then there's always a vulture flying above you or a buzzard flying above you waiting. And it's just going to swoop down and get you, right? So guys, why not be free? Why not be fixed? Man, let's get back to loving, hugging, and kissing, and man, fix your relationship. You know, fix your relationship. Some of you are going through issues in your marriage right now, and you guys are mad at each other for frivolous stuff, for just nonsense, for little things. Look at what you've built. Look at where you've been. Concentrate on the things on what happened, you know, in your life to get you where you are right now. Some of you may look back and say, you know what? No, all of that's been terrible. Well, it is what it is. But think about the stuff. Think about, man, when you look at that woman, man, think about, you know what? She gave me 4 kids and she's been with me through thick and thin. And no matter what, she's always had my back. Think about the good parts. Think about what's happened. Think about what got you to the point, you know, right now. And then use that. Use that and to move forward. Because, man, things do change, but they don't have to change for the worse, man. So I want to play this song for you guys, and I want to say thank y'all for joining me on the grind this morning, man. As I always say, guys, I'm absolutely humbled, you know, that you guys would take out of your morning to dial in or to log on to Blog Talk Radio and actually listen to this show, because it's not my show, guys. It's a show for the people. By the people, guys, real people, real insight, guys, giving real insight needed daily, guys. Love you guys and understand, guys, get back to loving, hugging, kissing. All right, fellas, this is for you. All right. Mm-hmm.
something instead. You wanna know, get in ahead, 'cause making love just ain't in the bed. Somebody say,
give a candy heart and Hallmark cards if that's what she likes. If you didn't know before,
then let this be your
lesson of life.
Million ways.
For me. at home. baby, come walk with me. Cause you've been away too long. I can live selfishly, and I know I was wrong. Oh, I embrace it completely. My life has new meaning, yeah. Baby, I cherish you, and I promise to love. Now it's crazy to me. I've been running all this time. You waited patiently on a love you would not find, darling. I need you so deeply, and your love has set me free. Yeah, baby, I treasure you, and I promise.
Can I give you all the